Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you today?
I'm good. Some surprising football yesterday. Some good football games. Crazy football games.
A lot of special teams yesterday.
A lot of special teams, and it got kicked off on Saturday night.
Oh, man. What a time. But, Vlad, good morning. How are you today on this beautiful Monday? For now.
You know, buddy, I'm very good.
Until the tropical storm hits whenever, you know, that 3 p.m. tropical storm hits.
It hasn't been hitting every day.
No, I know. We had a window on Saturday, dude. It was like a window on Saturday. I was like, oh, this is nice weather, because it's usually right there in the late afternoon that it kind of ruins all plans. And I was like, oh, man, this is great. Went to the beach, had a great time. Then I sat down, watched the little Canes on Saturday night. And, man, it got a little dicey. There was like a four-minute window where it was dicey, but they throttled them physically for most part that game. Not a pristine Carson Beck game, but this team's got other pitches now. They will maul your ass, and that is basically what happened. They ran that team over.
We need to get over what we think a good football game is, okay? You know who's experiencing this right now? Jalen Hurts. Your quarterback doesn't have to throw for 300 every game. And he did look a little shaky early on. But here's what I would say. This was what I like to call a Mario Cristobal game.
Doof.
Because
Doof.
They ran the ball early and didn't look that good, but you could tell it was coming. And then 2-yard gains became 8-yard gains. And then they dominated the line of scrimmage in the second half and into the fourth quarter,
yep,
to where it didn't even look close, right? And sometimes you got to win rock fights. Sometimes you got to win rock fights.
Especially in sloppy weather. I mean, it wasn't the greatest weather in the world.
Vlad, I get upset when, you know, you can only win the game that's played. And a lot of times people get caught up in the points or how the game looked. Some football games are ugly. And you got to win. If you win them, that means that you're a good football team. I don't care how bad it looks.
I always say, I'll take an ugly win than a pretty loss.
Right. Exactly.
I'll take an ugly win over, man, one of those, what you call those losses? Those they try to say those good losses.
Moral victories.
Those moral victories. I'll take a good win over a moral victory any day of the week.
Right. And so from that standpoint, you saw what them big boys did up front in the third and fourth quarter after they wore them down. I mean, pushing the running backs, the pile moving 7, 8, 9 yards.
It's five that bulldozers means, up there. It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
But I mean, listen, it was like, look, let's not pretend though it wasn't squeaky cheeks there for a second, because no matter what, it is a rivalry game, and when you are up only six and then you come back and your quarterback throws a pick the first play, you're like, oh, you're gonna need something there. But I think the good thing is, like, last year you lose that game, and that's even if you have, maybe like you would say, oh, Cam Ward, that would never happen. Say it did. If you were in a position where you needed the defense to come up with clutch stops because the game was getting right. a little bit hairy, no shot it happens last year. And right. this team, huge tackling, short of the sticks. They kept, I mean, that team was 0 for 13 on third down. Like, they kept having to go.
Which, that in itself is just crazy. Sometimes you accidentally get a first down.
Right. So,
in a good play.
But they, let me tell you something about this Heatherman. He dials it up. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, but
you see that chin? You see that chin, Leroy? That beard? Oh, what a guy. What a coach. Guy's so much better than Lance Guidry.
One of the things that, well, he's got better players, too.
Not all of them, though. If you're talking about, like, this season from Reuben Bain is like.
He was hurt last year.
I know.
They got better players. For whatever reason.
He's a better coach.
Now, I'm not taking anything away from the job that he's doing.
Kind of feels like you are.
Okay. Though. But the difference between this season and last season, or the way these games have been played, is now when you get into that third and fourth quarter and you're controlling the football offensively, you know your defense is going to make a play. When you thought last year, if the game was close, our defense can't stop anybody, right?
They couldn't.
So that is probably the biggest difference, that when the game is close or the game is within a score going into the third and fourth quarter, that defense almost ramps it up a little bit. Reuben Bain is all over the field. They're making big stops.
Him and Mezidor are two sharks.
They're getting turnovers.
I mean, like, I said him and Mezidor are two sharks, like, just coming after. And I mean, poor Lagway had no shot there. And that when they smelt blood to go finish that thing, it was roasty toasty, dude. It was over.
But that game, like, you looking at the score and say, oh, they were within a touch. No, they weren't. Now it's your past feelings of how the Canes have responded in recent years in those situations. But, like, you just making an assumption that Florida could go down and score? Like, at no point that I think, yeah, they got a touchdown, right? Great. They got a touchdown. But watching that offense and watching the way the defense was playing against them, I never thought that they would score more than 10 points.
Yeah, like, well, they didn't.
It looked bad. That offense looked bad, or the defense looked really good, but they dominated them up front. So that game kind of went. Keep in mind, Florida does not get really blown out. As bad as they have been in some of these clutch moments, the games have always been relatively close.
Yeah, even the game with five interceptions.
Right. So to think that the Canes were going to blow them out, they have enough talent to keep it close. They don't have enough talent to finish the job.
No, I understand, but like there was still a 4-minute window. Like, I don't care what you say, and I'm agreeing with everything you're saying, but also every Canes fan is squeaky cheeks as soon as Beck, because it's coming off of their first touchdown drive. Football can flip on momentum. Like, it can.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, so, like, there was a window, but, like, there was a point once you got to the situation of, you know, you just needed a field goal to basically ice it away, and they're just like, nah, dude, we're going full steamroll ahead. And that was impressive. And this, I mean, Marty Brown, that catch, oh, that was very impressive, too, because even Beck had the squeaky cheeks on that throw, and his running back bailed him out.
You know who else had squeaky cheeks?
Hmm?
Whoever took the 7.5.
No, oh, dude. You're not kidding. You're not kidding. But this was Ruben Bain on Instagram afterwards. He just puts a picture of Heatherman, who I don't think I've ever seen him smile. I've never seen him smile. I've never seen joy of this man.
Could be.
What's crazy is that most DCs and offensive coordinators and offensive line coaches, they're big. He's a little guy.
He just is like.
Yeah, I wouldn't step to him, though. I'm not.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's got
an angry beard.
No, he looks like a Peaky Blinder.
He got that look of crazy.
He's got an angry beard.
He looks like he looks like he's Sam Bennett's cousin. Like he's just got this look about him. But I just find the dichotomy of the coordinator so different, because I look at Dawson and he always just looks relaxed. He's got, like, you know, he's just dialing up fun plays and he's like, oh yeah, you know, like, let's just maul here. But not Heatherman. Heatherman is just sitting there stone faced the entire time, you know.
Well, I promise you this: this is how it goes. The offensive coordinators are usually the most laid back because they don't want anybody to get too worked up, because you got to make adjustments and stuff like that. The defensive coordinator is intense because defense plays with enthusiasm, with energy, and that usually shows through the defensive coordinator. The other position is offensive line coach. I only met one offensive line coach that was calm my entire life, and that is he's now the head coach at Iowa.
Ferentz?
Ferentz? Ferentz, yeah, Kurt. Very calm, mellow, talk to you or whatever. Every other offensive line coach was a little bit crazy, right? So there's just certain, like, you very rarely see an intense defensive back coach, right? Like, it's just certain positions. Linebacker coach, intense. So it's that energy that they have to play with that's reflected, you know, through their coach.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Price has fallen so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Canes climbed number 2 in the AP poll after their 26-7 win over the Gators. They got this week off. And that'll, of course, set up for a big-time game against Florida State on the road. Canes venturing out for the first time this season. College game day was a scene. It was an awesome. Matthew Tkachuk, he was out there. He was having a great time. He's got him and Saban cursing on air. You know, you got McAfee doing the high dive. The entire campus just looked completely like a party. And everybody was saying that. Did you end up going?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
I thought you said you were
thinking about going. To the game or game day?
No, I know you didn't go to game day. I thought you were thinking about going to the game.
I was thinking about going to the game, and then it start raining.
I got in somehow.
And I was like.
How was the vibes, Vlad?
Vibes was good. Gator fans, I give them credit. They showed up, but they knew they weren't going to win, though. But they just wanted to show up for the game.
Walked out with their sad jorts.
A lot of sad jorts. Yeah, a lot of sad jorts, to be quite honest. That was a very accurate description.
We know what the uniform is.
The weather was kind of shaky.
Yep.
Because an hour right before the game, it started to come down to that kind of dampened down.
And then did you start thinking, oh, no, not another delay?
Yes, because what happened was there was a delay in the Clemson-Syracuse game. Clemson stinks, right. By the way. Good God almighty.
They are.
It's great.
They are. Bad.
Nothing makes me happier than this guy, this Dabo Swinney. I love the fact that he stinks so bad right now.
Our text chain was hilarious because Robbie, you know, Robbie just, he goes, God wants more NIL money. and I said, and so then I replied, God's in the portal.
We got this program on NIL. We really did. It's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
You might want a few more Hail Marys, dude.
Yeah.
Well,
transfer portal, dude.
Not enough Our Fathers. But it was a great atmosphere, and you could tell, like, a lot of these –
a majority of these Canes fans are having a great feeling about this season.
It feels, you know, Nick Saban saying before the game, he's like, this is the most complete team I've seen all year. And that's what it feels like. It feels like they just got, there's not really, even the kicker who they're like, we were like, huh? This guy's booting 50 yarders like it ain't no thing. I was like, why did they show us those FAU stats? Very much like, but this in my head.
Got off to a bad start.
This kid's got a boot.
When they flashed the stats out. Well, you got to figure he went from there to Miami that he got to have some kind of talent.
You would think so. Yeah, you would think so. But he's that.
I was, you know, I heard that and I'm familiar with Nick Saban's work, right? And there's a handful of coaches that believe I'm going to dominate on the offense and defensive line and fill everything else in. And when he watches the Canes play and he looks at the offense and defensive line, that's probably where he comes when he says complete game. Because you can talk about a weakness in the secondary, but you ain't going to have time to expose that weakness, right?
And they revamped it completely. I think Frederick's the only guy who's back either.
Right. And do you want to tackle any of these running backs?
No. No, there are a bunch of Clydesdales back there.
Right. So like the basic, when you think of the basic fundamentals of football, the Canes are very strong. Right. Now, all the other stuff with the weapons and stuff, if you want to win a championship, those things are a bonus. But where you're going to win a majority of your games, they are very good in those areas. Teams can't run. You don't have time to throw the ball. You run the ball well on the offensive line. You know, you have talent outside. Beck didn't have his best game. But you're going to have games where maybe your quarterback is not as accurate as he's been.
Right. Pick him up.
You always have something to fall back on. And so it's one of those weeks where, hey, we're not going to throw for 300, but we might have to run for 200.
Right. And they got that option. And we don't even have Lyle back yet. Like he's, you know, I guess he's on the mend. He's almost there. But they haven't even unleashed another one of their running backs because he got banged up the first game.
By the way, this is weird. The Canes went up two spots by beating a 1-2 Florida team.
I think everybody's looking at it, man.
That college, like that atmosphere, whole Saturday was such. It was, if that was a big recruiting tool Saturday, because it had to be because it must have impressed the voters, because you beat a 1-2 Florida, you went up to number two, while teams that blew out teams like Florida State went down one and they won by 55. Kent State. I've seen teams that you won. I've seen teams that won 66-10 and moved up two rankings.
True.
So that was an impressive Saturday for the Canes.
But the most impressive thing is when you look at the Canes can move up again. They can move up to number one.
Right. If Ohio State loses,
because Ohio State plays Oregon.
Penn State plays Oregon.
Penn State plays Oregon. Okay.
So Penn State can move up. That's what I'm saying. Like it's weird how they vote.
If you look at it, Miami has played what, two top 15 teams, two ranked teams. They were ranked, right?
And they're probably going to take on another one in a couple weeks. I mean, Gators are at Virginia on a Friday. That's always a weird ACC Friday game.
The Noles.
I'm sorry. The Noles are going to, they're taking on Virginia on a Friday. Like, it's always weird, you know, but they should win. You know, they should win, and that should set up for a monster coming up in a week. This was great. This was my favorite. Reuben Bain afterwards on Instagram posts the Canes celebration in the locker room. And I've seen this at the tailgate, but I don't think I've ever seen in the locker room somebody have barbecue gator in the locker room.
That looks disgusting.
He was eating it while I saw his tweet out. He was eating it while DBJ was interviewing him afterwards. What is that? Oranges in the mouth? What do they got there?
I can't even see.
It's like three oranges.
Oranges, yeah.
My God.
That's a little gator.
Well, you know.
Why, Leroy? Why are you always worrying about the size of the meat?
Because I couldn't figure out where the mouth was, and so I was like, look, it looked like a snake.
You want to know why
so
big
then
gators?
When I saw the mouth. I'm like, oh. Okay.
You want to know why big gators are big gators, Leroy? Because they're elusive from hunters. They're too big.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while.
So.
But he's But he also.
All around, it was a hell of a weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Told you that, Troy Landry.
Goes, Ruben Bain puts the gator up. He goes, part two, just because I swear I hate y'all. And then in the corner just goes, F him.
Is the gator giving a middle finger to me? Looks like the gator.
What a win by the Canes. Congrats to them. We'll take a break. We'll get into some of the NFL action this week as well. It was nice to have a weekend off from the Dolphins, to be honest with you. Got to just kick back and watch some football, some wild games. And lots to get into here on a Monday. We'll get into all of it. Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.